but I knew they were going to beat him. And I remember I used the word crush. I might even have said it on the Rokan show last week. This team that we played was a horrible football team. And we did what we should have done to a horrible football team. We kind of overwhelmed them. You know, all we did was dink and dunk, dink and dunk, dink and dunk. And it worked, and they broke tackles, and they ran for yards. And it worked.
Ah, there he is, the great Ed Obradovich.
Yes.
OB joins us right now live. And it was a long day for you. You know, it started at 6. It started, you know, 6 o'clock last night. Did a full hour. Then we watched the game. And then, you know, later afterwards, you know, your mind is filled with things. It's hard. Now, after you slept on it, OB, do you think that was a good win by the Bears? Or that was they should have won, and should be no big deal? The real test comes Sunday.
At it, folks. I think that's going to be a week-to-week thing. I think that's what we're going to see. I think a lot of times it's going to go down to the wire, and most of the victories that we're going to get is going to be on our defense. You know, they had 5 takeaways with a pick 6 yesterday, and in the second half, it looked like they were coming back and maybe take victory away from us, you know, when they put together that 97-yard drive.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't too good against that fauna defense of ours.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, my God. I was so ready to go to bed. I was like, you know, I'm not going to hang for this. I'm going to go. It's going to be I can take the rest of the night off. I don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're down the field.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no.
You felt it slipping away for a minute there, didn't you?
Yeah, it got to the point where it got a little scary there for a while. But I'll tell you what, and the way the first 3 games have gone, if this defense can continue to get the takeaways and to play the defense and put the pressure on the quarterback as much as they are, and even with our dink and dunk offense, we're going to have a chance more often than not to basically win a game at the end. And it flies right in the face of everything that actually should be done with this game, the way the rules are and everything. And I'm so frustrated, and to sit there and watch what goes on.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to find words. I mean, you got Mitch Trubisky going into last night. He had a passer rating of 116.5, dead last. Okay. Now, number 2, 65 yards per attempt. Excuse me, 4.8 yards per attempt. Lowest in the NFL. His rating and lowest. Excuse me. I made a mistake there. of 65.0.
Yeah, pass rate 65. Right. Yeah.
4.8 was the lowest in the NFL. And then another startling thing, roughly nearly 30% of his passes, and they've been rated by Pro Football Focus as uncatchable.
Yeah. Well, you saw that last night. And every time I saw that, I thought, oh, God, Opie, I worry about you on every one of these plays.
Don't. I'm fine. But I just can't believe. I just really can't. And did you guys notice when Trubisky threw that interception, that basically shut down our passing game? Nagy didn't want him throwing the football.
Well, OB, can I ask you about that? Because you mentioned the dink and dunk offense and that Nagy didn't want him to throw the football. Are you concerned that this coach lacks trust in Trubisky? Do you think that there's a skill issue with Trubisky? Is it a coach isn't willing to let him, you know, allow him to play? What's going on there?
And if I was to take an educated guess, you know, I don't want to say that he doesn't trust this quarterback, you know, but there's some factors there that we do not use the entire field in the passing game. Like yesterday, I think it was the third, fourth quarter, Trubisky. Trubisky dropped back and threw a 3-foot pass to Tariq Cohen? 3 feet! And Tariq Cohen sped off, broke a couple tackles, and got about 15-plus yards or whatever it was. But you look at all his passes. They're 3-yard passes, 2-yard, 6-yard passes, 7-yard passes, in which I said last week, and they're just hoping and praying that whoever the receiver is can break away and get some yardage. It's not, and you know what I'm talking about. We don't go down the field, and there's a reason why. He cannot hit anybody downfield. You see it. Whenever he tries to go downfield, especially if it's a fly pattern down the sideline, the ball gets thrown out about 8 to 12 yards out of bounds. It is what it is, guys.
OB, I thought Matt Nagy had his best game of the season so far at play calling, probably, you know, still not where it needs to be, the offense as a whole as well. But I think Matt Nagy's committing to the run a little bit more over the past couple weeks. And David Montgomery is everything we had heard hyped about him leading up to this season. He runs hard. He had 67 yards on 13 carries. I thought he was maybe not talked about enough after the game, but I thought he was a bright spot, and I think Bears fans should be excited about him.
Yeah, well, don't forget, the Washington Redskins defense, I think they ranked 30th in the National Football League out of 32 teams. I mean, worse. They're horrible. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't do anything. So if we were going to run on a team, we should have ran on that team. If we're going to pass on a team, we should have passed on that team all night. As far as Williams going in the backfield, I would certainly love to see that. I don't want to see, as many times as I saw it, Tariq Cohen, 5'6", weighs 180 pounds with about 10 pounds of weight in his pants, in the backfield, in an ace backfield, and he's the featured back. It doesn't make sense. Tariq Cohen should be a flanker back, and nothing but a flanker back. Put him in motion, the guy will scare the death out of people, and they just, every once in a while, you'll see him at flanker back, but very seldom. But to have him as our featured running back, a kid 5'6", and 180, when you have Williams there, who has shown and proved in exhibition games and the first couple games that, yes, he can run, why is he not back there? I don't want to see Tariq Cohen in that ace backfield again. My God, put him out at flanker, put him in a slot, make things happen.
Yeah, well, Montgomery's dragging guys. I mean, Montgomery's that new style of running back that, you know, lower mileage when they're coming out of college. He drags guys with him. He's got a low center of gravity. He's not going to run away from a lot of people, but especially D-backs, but he's going to run through some people, and he's going to run his first 30 yards he might be able to run away from somebody. So he's got, if you've got the kind of back that they want, he's also a guy who can catch the ball. I'm curious, because as a defensive end, as a defensive lineman yourself, Ed Obradovich, why do you think there were so many offsides calls on the Bears in the first half? It seemed like they were anticipating the snap on the count, and it was almost as though the Washington center, and maybe it was in the Washington line, was more disciplined in waiting for the center to actually snap the ball and not going on the sound of the count.
Well, that's exactly what happened. You know, they were anxious. They thought they found something. And, you know, it just happens in a game, Ro. Those things are going to happen. Sometimes people do things that you don't think they should do. You think by the third game, you know, they would have their head on. And if you look at it, you find the inside men, the defensive eye men or tackles, whatever you want to call them. If there's a nose guard, my God, how far? He should never be offside. What is he, about 8 inches from the ball? You know, on a defensive end or an outside linebacker. What is he, 3 yards from the ball? My God, peripheral vision, you can see it. And if you don't have the peripheral vision, then you got to go 10 bar somewhere.
It looks like the Bears made the right decision, at least so far. It's only been a few games, but the decision to let Adrian Amos walk, go to the Packers, get a huge deal where Clinton Dix isn't getting paid all that much on a one-year contract, and look what he's done so far.
Well, you know what he came into? He fell into a great defense. We've got terrific linebackers, terrific down linemen. We've got cornerbacks that can flat out play, And when you have shut down corners, that gives your defense a chance to do a lot of thing, blitzing, a lot of line tricks when you have shut down corners, and we have shut down corners. So him coming in at a safety, free or strong, whatever it might be, you know, that was just a blessing for him himself. Believe me, it was. Because we do have a defense that can take us all the way. And what I'm worried about, if they don't start opening this offense up, and you put up the pressure to this defense, play after play, quarter after quarter, game after game, you know, that's going to get old. It's going to get tired.
It's going to get hurt.
Yes, you're darn right it does. You know what? They've got to step up and start playing football, guys. I get so frustrated, so frustrated. And you know, I look at things. You look at Patrick Mahomes. My God, he's almost passed for 1,200 yards in three games. I mean,
right, and he's got more endorsements.
Of 143.2. Trubisky's got a rating of 62.1. I mean, that just shouldn't be in today's game. This kid has been here 3 years. He's been in an offensive system for 2 years. I mean, it's enough is enough. We have a decent offensive line, and this is the best quality of receivers that I've seen in many, many a year here with the Bears. My God, utilize their talent. Move the pocket. Give Trubisky a chance to make a play. Whether it's the strong or the weak side, I know I've said it before, but my God, it's game after game. They drop him back in the pocket, and he's not a pocket passer. Give the kid a chance to show his wares. Move him out of there.
All right. Now, I did notice one thing. He tends to miss more when he's going across the field than when he's going straight down. So if he's throwing to his left, he has a tendency to overthrow. And when he throws to his right or straight ahead, although straight ahead I've noticed a few overthrows too. That was there were a few moments there last night. But it coming down to timing, he's got the arm. We'll just have to see. He had a really good second quarter yesterday. I know you're going to yell at me about this, OB, but he had a good second quarter. I'd like to see them build on that. I like what you're saying. Get him out of the pocket. Let him do some stuff. And also just open up the offense because you have a bunch of weapons. You got great guys on the offense, too. You've got amazing. Cordell Patterson is the real deal, right? They got to use. How come he's only in for like two plays a game? Is he 90? Why don't they put him in more?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
I mean, seriously, when he's in, he makes positive yardage. And then you got obviously this. I think we do have a feature back, so that's an important thing. And you got good receivers, guys.
Well, okay. Here's what they have to do. All right, now listen. They got a team coming in Minnesota. The Minnesota's not coming here to lay down and die. I can tell you that right now.
No.
They got a pretty good team going this year. And I tell you what, you got to put Williams in at the running back. Get Tariq involved in the passing game. My God, he has such quickness and such accelerant speed. He got great separation. Get him involved in the passing game more. Keep him out of the ace backfield. Use Williams. Throw the passing game, go to the play action. It's a perfect setup for him to do it.
All right. We'll
see if they do it.
We shall see indeed. Mm-hmm. OB, we'll talk to you later. Thank you very much,
friend. Thanks, OB.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ed Obradovich. You can hear him with Dan Hampton. And you got and Kaz. You don't forget about him. Poor Mark Carmen, long suffering. they'll be on Sunday after the game. On Sunday. What is that, a 325 start?
325.
All right. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
It'll be a good test.
Oh, it's going to be. Oh, it is. I'm already. Did you hear that sound? That's the sound of a lot of pieces of my body internalizing. Like, everything's going inside right now. Kim, what's happening in the news?
Roe, we're waiting for the Republican response to the announcement. The House will move forward with an impeachment inquiry. You can hear that live right here beginning around 5 o'clock.